Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So basically today I have come up with a very important topic to talk about, and that is, actually this topic I got an email yesterday. So the topic is regarding power bank. Actually it is the problem, main problem is mobile drainage. So the topic is, so how to avoid your Android drainage issue, battery drainage issue. So yesterday I received an email in which there was a person who was asking me that I am facing a very important issue regarding my battery short drainage. So whenever I am out in public places, then what is happening that even though I am carrying a very costly power bank, so actually he is using a very costly power bank greater than 10,000 mAh battery. So actually I haven't asked him what is the exact capacity charging power of that power bank that he is using, but he just said that it's greater than 10,000 mAh. So he is using a very costly power bank, but then also he is facing this issue that whenever he is out in public places, then, and if he is not able to charge his phone using a charger, then his mobile is switching off, is getting off. So as a result of which he is facing a lot of issue and problems. So see, I also faced this same issue, but in Android phone, but then I found some strategies, and if somebody is using that, then he will definitely be able to tackle this issue. See, like I am also right now using my phone, my mobile phone, but I am using an app called as Hibernator. So there is an app called as Hibernator, and it is very safe to use. There are lots and lots of apps available in the Android Play Store, Google Play Store. So you can download any one of them, any Hibernator app you can download. But I am using an Hibernator app that is not showing any ad on all that, so without ad. So you can also download any Hibernator app that is not without ads, and then you can use it. So what I am doing is that there is an option in my Hibernator app that whenever my phone is getting, let's say I have set my phone timer, let's say 5 minutes. So after 5 minutes, if there is no activity in my phone, then the phone will be switch off, not switch off, actually it will just be off in the lock screen mode like we are having in Windows. So it will be in locks, it will again be logged, and when the phone will be logged, then the Hibernator app will come in my phone and it will start killing, I must use the appropriate term, that is killing the background apps that are consuming the battery. So whenever the phone gets logged within 5 minutes of inactivity, then the sleep, then the Hibernator app will come and it will kill those apps, and it will remove those apps from consuming battery. So this is one thing that I am doing, as well as plus, as a, to be on safe side, I'm also having a power bank, and it's just 10,000 mAh, not more than that. So I'm using a very simple simple, not very costly, so just 10,000 mAh power bank. But what I am doing, see, many people don't know how to use the power bank actually, so that's why they are facing problem. So today let me share with you also this truth of how to use the secret of how to use the power bank. See, the power bank is what is basically your emergency helper. So when it's the case of emergency, so never use power bank to charge your phone when your phone is on or when you are doing something, some work on your phone, because the moment you will be doing that, because many people are doing that only, many people are just when their phone is about to discharge, then they will be putting their power bank while traveling, and then they will think that now my phone will charge, and at the same time they will play games and do anything whatever, but they will be using the battery, they will be consuming the battery. So it's just same as, let's say there is a bucket and one side you are filling it, at the same side another side there is a hole in the bottom and the water is coming down. So as a result of which, after 2 hours or 3 hours also, you will get 50% result only. That means only some of the percent of the battery will get charged, or some of the only some quantity of bucket will get filled, because at the same time it is getting out from the leakage at the bottom of the bucket. So the same analogy is also applicable to the battery charging problem. So whenever you are charging your battery using power bank, at the time either you put your phone in switch off mode, that is the ideal situation to do. So actually I am doing this only, I am putting my phone switch off in the switch off mode, because I have also faced this same issue, and I found that the power bank is not able to charge my phone when it is on, and at the same time when I am playing some apps on my phone. So either you switch off your phone and then charge, then it will definitely give you tremendous results and your phone will charge very fastly. And even I am not using a turbo charger, let me tell you, my phone is a Android phone, so it uses turbo charger, but the power bank that I have purchased, it's not a turbo charger power bank, it's a simple 10,000 mAh simple charge. But then also when I'm putting my phone in switch off mode, then it is giving tremendous results. So what is the conclusion? Conclusion is, whenever first use Hibernator app, and at the same time for to be on safe side, use power bank, any power bank, simple or very costly whatever, but put your phone in switch off mode and then charge, or let it be on but don't do any work on that. Like while traveling, using Google Maps and all. So avoid all that and then charge. Even though it's on, then also you will get results, because I have tried both the ways. So let the Hibernator kill all those background apps and then charge your phone, where if your phone is on, and if your phone is off, then no issues. Directly charge. So okay, bye bye. Hope this helps you. So okay, bye bye.